What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday, October 23rd, 2021, live broadcast of Psychic View. So I want to have a little bit of a couple of announcements. So I do every year an event called Night of the Witches, and it's here in Las Vegas, and it benefits one of my favorite nonprofit organizations called Help of Southern Nevada. And the website for Help of Southern Nevada is H-E-L-P-S-O, S like Sam, O, N like Nancy, V like Victor. So H-E-L-P-S-O-N-V.org, right? I work in concert with them to raise money every year, and I do a couple of events with them. One of them is Night of the Witches, which is I created for them. TRs and Tequila, another event I created for them. And then I'm always the reader at their high tea, which they do usually in the fall, sometimes late September, early October. And I raise money for them there. But this particular Wednesday is the 5th annual Night of the Witches. The folks at DNR House of Diamonds have donated a pave diamond necklace that is a recreation of the necklace that Elizabeth Montgomery wore as Samantha Stevens on the program. Beautiful diamond necklace. You can find out more about that at nightofthewitches.com. You could also jump on there and just donate to Help of Southern Nevada. So if you've ever called into my radio program, because I provide this program as a courtesy where you can ask a free question, I would really appreciate just donating a few dollars to these folks at Help Southern Nevada. So that's this Wednesday, the 27th, 2021, at Grape Street Wine Bar, downtown Summerlin. And the website for the event is nightofthewitches.com. So there's that. I'm just totally thrilled to see that we have callers here on the air, and I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from area code 562. Hello, 562. Who's this?
Hi, this is David.
Hi, David. What's your question today?
Well, I want to know what the outlook is for I play poker, so I want to know what my outlook is for the future here playing, if I should remain doing this and be successful, or if this is something that may not lead to a huge career.
Okay. So I have to tell you a little story before I answer your question, okay?
Sure.
So I have this little app. It's called Dice Wisdom. And Dice Wisdom is a way of asking your questions on your phone. So it's a method of divination by rolling two dice. And then think of a question, you answer that question. So and it's $1.99 to download the app, all right? So I had someone actually email me and blast me over the email because they had actually asked if they would win a particular slot tournament on my app. Now, they didn't win, and the person was incredibly upset that they invested $1.99 to ask that question. Do you see what I mean? Okay, so having said that, what it's actually saying is that you would, and this is very, very interesting, your cards are coming up. If I were to, if you asked me just a direct yes or no question, which I think you did, will you be successful playing poker? All of the major cards in your reading here, and it's interesting because every one of them have a blue color to them, they're all coming up reversed. So if it's just a direct yes or no question, the answer to that would be no, all right? What's interesting, though, is that you have an incredibly brilliant analytical mind. So while it may not be poker that is your, you know, money avenue of choice, it's saying because of your analytical mind, anything that has to do with analytics connected with earning money would work for you. So I could venture to say, as long as you manage your luck well by being very patient and thoughtful about playing, it's saying that you would probably do okay. But but again, the program is designed for entertainment, and I am not going to tell you to go get a second mortgage on your house to play poker. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
Okay. So, but it's interesting because I'm going to detail the cards you have. So, and I want you to actually look these up on the internet because it's pretty profound that all of these cards are reversed, all right? So you have a card called the High Priestess in traditional tarot. It's reversed. It means that you are unwilling to look at the truth of a situation. The next card you have reversed is a card called the Star in traditional tarot. And what that means is whenever I see that card come up, it's about you making you a priority about what you want in life that has nothing to do with necessarily money. It has to do with what fills you up if there was no such thing as money, all right? The next card is a card called the Chariot in traditional tarot, which means working the political environment around you to your benefit, okay? Well, you have that reversed as well, which means there's something about the politics or the group of people you're hanging out with that doesn't seem to actually support you in some way, all right? And then the last card that's the major card is a card called the Magician in traditional tarot. That's also reversed, which means you have all the tools to be incredibly successful, but sometimes I see that card when someone is trying to shortcut in some way, all right? So then there's this card of how freaking brilliant your own mind is. That you have a way of figuring things out that nobody else can do. And so by you asking the question that you asked, it's almost as if I could recommend that you you actually learn about day trading. So that still serves the analytical side of you by watching mathematical trends that you would be able to jump in probably right at the right moment. But the way your cards are coming up, if you were just asking me a yes or no question, would you be wildly and financially successful by playing poker? What it's saying is right now, you may not know enough to do that.
Okay.
Here's the thing is that I love to play me some video poker. And lately I've been one jack off on a royal every single time I play. So I have switched games. I'm always the one jack away from hitting the royal. So here's the thing. Of course, I only play quarters. What it's saying here is that in your cards that you have to tap into how absolutely brilliant your mind is. before you do anything else.
Okay. All right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right,
you.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye. I've got somebody here from the... All right, so if y'all want to ask a question, you need to press the number one key because that puts you in the queue for the broadcast. I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. What's your question today?
Oh, I just wanted to see if I could get a reading. I'm going through a tough time. My mom recently passed away, and I'm just wondering if you see anything that, you know, how's this all going to work out? I'm having issues with my siblings, and it's
okay,
really taking a toll on me.
Rachel, darling, and I'm so, so sorry for your loss. That's awful to go through. My program is designed for one specific question. So do you have one specific question you can ask me?
Yes. So my specific question is, how do you see things playing out with me and my sisters just trying to settle the state of my mother?
Okay. So I'm going to talk about how this is all going to play out for – are you the executor of the will, the estate?
You know, I've gone to the lawyer, but I tried to talk to my sisters about it, and all of them are basically against me being the executor of the estate.
Okay, so did your mom have a trust or a will?
No.
Okay, then what I'm really sad to tell you is that it looks like your sisters have already skimmed what they want from your mom.
Right. Yeah.
No, that's what
I
it
had
says.
To go to the Yeah, I had to go to the bank because they're taking money out of her account. They're using her credit cards to get money, all kind of
right.
stuff.
Right. So are you joint on the account with her at the bank?
No.
Okay. So how are they getting the money? Are they joint on the account on the bank?
They weren't a joint, but one of my sisters had, like, the passwords and access to the online banking. And so
oh,
that's how
man.
She did it. She went to
yeah,
the online banking.
Here's the thing. What it says here is that, now, I'm going to say it this way. Karma will hit them upside the head, Rachel, and you don't actually have to do anything about it down the road. I'm just saying, okay?
Okay.
What this is saying is that unless there is some sort of legal paperwork, the only thing you can do is continue to make your sisters feel guilty. And the way you say that is, you know what the right thing to do is, and you know what you're doing is wrong.
Right.
That's all you can do.
Yep,
that's because
what I've
if
been
there's
telling.
No. Yeah, because here's the thing, is that the first card is your own intuitive gift saying that they're really screwing with this. Then there's this card of you basically putting guilt out there as your sort of lead vibration that you know mom wouldn't want this. You know this. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then the thing is that it feels like you're talking to a wall, especially with the one sister that seems to be particularly greedy. Then you've got this card that talks about you have to be patient and allow things to circle around. And the sad part about this is that it really boils down to just how much these people are wired by money. They're motivated by money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're not looking at the loss. They're looking at, well, how can I benefit from the loss?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really sorry to see that you have to go through that, my friend.
Definitely tough. It's just because it's your siblings, you know. And you grew up with them, and you want the best for everybody. But like you said, if they don't want to do what's right, I can't make them, you know. So
right.
I just have to
Absolutely.
Let it play out in court, like you said.
Well, and that's the only way you can do it. And the more record you can keep, the better. You know, the thing is that the best thing to do would be to go to the bank with her death certificate and freeze the account.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
I did. That's what I had to do.
Right.
That's
okay. That's my girl.
Yeah.
All right, gal pal. Please let me know what
okay.
happens. But
well,
what it's saying
you.
Here is the only card that you can play right now is the guilt card. That's the only
okay.
card right now. You're going to have to, anything else, you're going to have to do something legally or a little bit more, what's the word, stressful in order to get your sisters, your family to pay attention to this. Because right now they think they're getting away with it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, honey.
All right,
thanks for the call.
It.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the. Hold on, I'm getting. I'm going to go to area code 917. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica. I'm calling
from
New
Jersey. Hi,
Jessica.
What's your question?
Hey. So I am looking for places to move to Pennsylvania, and I feel a little nervous. I want to find a place that I really like. I'm looking at apartments, although I really would like a house, but I don't know if that's really going to happen. So.
Here's what I would search for, and I know this sounds like it sounds super specific, all right? But I would look for casitas to rent, literally those words, casitas to rent, all right? And the reason I want you to do that is I actually think that you're going to find a better place to live, like a house, probably about 6 months from now. But you need to get into a place now. So I would literally search in the different jurisdictions, cities, that in little areas, that counties that you would like. But casitas for rent, that's specifically what I want you to look for. Now, the cool thing about that is it could be that you end up working out a deal where you keep an eye on their house while they travel to Florida for the winter because you're renting the casita. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I mean? So
I never even heard of what a casita is. I'm going to have to Google that. I've never heard of that before.
Okay, so a casita, sometimes it's called a mother-in-law house, all right? But it's someone who has a property and they've built a little tiny apartment, like a studio apartment, in their backyard. So it's got a living space, a bedroom, a bathroom, and a kitchen. So it's just a small little room, basically a little tiny house. And people rent them, and sometimes what they do is they rent them and work out a deal where they ask the person to keep an eye on their house when they're off playing snowbird. So when they're off in Hawaii or they're off in Florida, so that you get kind of a better deal if the feeling of trust is there. So having somebody on their property that's also paying them rent and also keeping an eye on their place is a benefit for them. That's why I want you to look up that specific term, casitas for rent.
That's interesting. And is that normally the advice you gave, or that why did that come through specifically for me?
Because I don't think you're going to find a house right away. I think you're going to find a house in about 5 or 6 months.
Okay. And no to the apartment thing?
Well, I don't mind in an apartment. It's saying that you find the perfect place to live by a very interesting set of coincidences. So I'm all about you deciding to go in that direction, because what it says here is that it says that you will find a place to live. It will be very comfortable where you end up moving. So that's why I just want you to search that term, and then let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you. That's very interesting. I like that.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
I just had a question. I'm trying to sell my house right now, and I just want to know if it's going to sell because I'm not getting any hits on it.
Well, that's interesting. Now, your phone number's from Vegas. Is your house also in Vegas?
Yes.
Well, what's so funny about that is there's something about the power of the next 7 days, and I'm not usually specific with dates, but I'm getting something about the power of the next 7 days. So it may be that you put your house on social media yourself. And are you selling it through a real estate agent, or are you trying to sell it by owner?
A real estate agent.
Okay. So I would tap your real estate agent to basically social media your house, but I would also social media it myself if I were you. And it's saying that there is an offer or something that happens in 7 days with an actual the power dates between November 13th and November 17th. Now, I don't usually get specific dates, so for that to come up so strongly with me, Jennifer, is kind of a big deal. But it's saying that the next 7 days you could have an offer. So it could end up closing or being close to closing between the 13th or 17th. Or somebody comes along and looks at the house in the next 7 days. They like the house. They see the possibilities of the house. And then they turn around and make an offer between November 13th and November 17th.
Okay, because my baby daddy just kind of abandoned us and left me with all the bills, and I'm freaking out over here.
Yeah, well, the baby daddy's kind of a dick. So that's how it's coming up. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that your house is on the market and all you want to do is keep tapping your real estate agent to help you promote it because, you know, the house is a good value.
Yeah, it is.
So, more people need to know about it, my friend.
I am going to post it then.
All right, gal pal.
So
thanks
much
for the call. All right, see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, let me see, I already talked to them. Let me go to, I'm going to go to area code 775. Hello, 775. Is this Wendy?
Hi, Mona. So nice to speak with you.
So what's your question today?
Well, my beloved brother passed several years ago, and I've been wanting to do a memorial, and I finally found an angel statue memorial that is just gorgeous.
Right.
And so I wanted to buy it, and I sent the man two checks, $3,000 for the memorial and then another $200 for the cemetery setting fees. And then I sent him an email, that text stating, would you consider $3,000 for everything? And then I mentioned how extremely important the Angel Memorial is. He's not responding to my text. He probably has received the checks. I just hope that we're going to, I'll still do everything for $3,200. Will he honor and will he still give me the memorial for $3,200?
Okay, Wendy, when did you send the checks?
I sent the checks maybe Friday
okay.
or Thursday.
All right. So I want you to call your bank, and I want you to stop payment on the checks.
Oh, no.
Because he has not responded.
Yeah.
Okay. So if – and I'm – the fact – do you know if they've cleared your bank yet?
I know that they have not, and I just spoke to Bank of America, and they said – that they would, it would not cost me a penny to stop the checks if I wanted to, but I really
yes,
want
to. Yes, I want
memorial.
You to stop payment on the checks. I want you to stop payment on the checks.
Why though? Is he
so,
have ulterior motive?
Here's what I'm getting is the fact that he hasn't responded to you when you've sent a lot of money to him gives me a red flag. All right. Now, he could turn around when you stop payment on the check and then reach out to you and go, what the heck happened? And you said, you weren't responding to me. So I figured the only way to get your attention would be to stop payment on the check.
Okay. All right.
And he goes, no, I was still serious. And you say, well, you know, someone who doesn't respond when a deal is about to close or be negotiated has me a little worried. So, Wendy, darling, you call Bank of America and you say, yes, I'd like to stop payment on the check. And then when and if this guy reaches back out to you, all right? So did you actually see the statue in person? Did you go to a facility to see it? Or was it online?
He texted photographs of it to me.
Okay. So again, there are people out there that will go to a cemetery, they will take pictures of a memorial, and they will try and sell it to gullible people out there on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
So
will the deal go through?
Honey bunny, we're going to see if he's a con artist or if he's the real deal, and the only way you're going to find that out is if you stop payment on the check.
Wow. Okay. Well,
and I'm sorry to tell you that.
Actually, he had sold this to somebody else a couple of years ago, but then they changed their mind. And I did research. I discovered that same memorial nowadays would cost more than double. So maybe
I understand, but there are honey bunny, there are people out there that will post things like a Mercedes for $15,000, which is an incredible deal for a Mercedes for $15,000. And they have all the pictures of the Mercedes for $15,000, and then you send them money, and you never see the Mercedes.
Yeah.
So I'm just a little worried here, so stop payment on the check and see what happens. You can always write another check.
Yeah, well,
all right,
all
girl.
Right. And
gotta go.
Will
thanks for the call.
I get it, though, or will it be over with?
I'm getting that you're being manipulated here. So that's why I'm telling you to stop payment on the check, because $3,000 is a lot of money.
It is. It's my life. It's money I don't have to throw away. It's out of
exactly.
my Social Security.
All right, honey bunny. That's what I want you to do. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. Mona records this broadcast live each Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The phone number for the live recording of Psychic View.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.